Just gonna pray for Ezra before he speaks. Lord, thank you that Ezra has been prepared to serve you tonight and to be able to speak the words that you've given him, Lord. We just pray that you'll calm any nerves and you'll give him the peace so that he knows that what he's saying has come from you. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we pray for Arsenal to win the Premier League next year. It will be our year next year. Arsenal will win. Arsenal will win the league next year in God's timing. All right. But what we're going to do now is I am going to talk to you guys tonight. Guys, I am going to talk to you guys about a question that God put on my heart when I read a story in the Bible in John chapter 4. So anyone know the story of the woman at the well in John chapter 4? Yeah. So the woman, she was ostracized by the people that she knew. She was carrying a lot of baggage, a lot of weight. She was full of shame. She was full of guilt. But even though she had the shame, she had the guilt, Jesus still showed his love to her. So even though we all carry something sometimes in our lives, because who here struggles with stuff? I've struggled with anxiety. I've struggled with fear. I've struggled with my identity. And it is always a big thing with young people, is we struggle with stuff like this sort of thing. But like the woman at the well, Jesus didn't shame her. Jesus didn't show her any guilt. But what Jesus done is he showed his love to the woman. And so I'm going to tell you a quick story. So the title of this message is, What Are You Carrying? Excuse me for a quick second. I'm going to get a quick mic stand so I can put my notes on it. Sorry about this. There we go. So the title of this message today... The title of this message today is What Are You Carrying? Sometimes we carry guilt, sometimes we carry shame. And who's in exams this year? Who's got exams? Who's in their exams right now? Sometimes exams can bring a lot of stress. That can bring a lot of nerves. And sometimes we feel like the stress of the exams, we feel like the stress and the nerves of the exams is like a huge boulder that's on our back. And sometimes we relentlessly revise, we relentlessly study, or we could go the other end and we can just try and escape from it all. And because of the weight feels so heavy, we can sometimes feel ashamed in ourselves, sometimes feel ashamed that we're not good enough, that no one loves us, that no one cares for us. And we can take that baggage on and we can take it on and be like, I'm going to carry this. But when we carry it, it can become heavier and heavier and heavier because we're not letting God take the load. So if we go to the next slide, I'm going to tell you a story. Who's been shopping with their parents before? All of you. That's awesome. All right, I went shopping on a Saturday with my mum and dad. My brother was lucky enough, he escaped it with football. I, in that time, did not play for a football team, so I was forced to go shopping with my mum and dad. At that point, when we got home, my mum and dad asked me to bring all the shopping into the house. And so we had about 12, 13 shopping bags, and my dad said, look, can you bring them all in? And so in my mind, I don't know who else thinks like this, but in my mind, I was thinking, if I can do it in one or two trips, I can play FIFA. I can go there, I can play FIFA. Who else thinks like that? If I get this done quickly, I can take like 12 bags on my own and all that strength, and then I can do what I want. Silly me, I thought like that, and I picked up all 12 bags. It was all over my arms, and it got too heavy. I dropped it. And the bag with the milk and the eggs split all over the floor, all over the patio. So I was distraught. I was upset. I thought my mum and dad would be like, why are you being so silly? Why just bring it in normally? But my mum came out to me and she was like, don't worry about it. And it was fine. And my mum, looking back at that story now, my mum was a picture of Jesus in that moment. She's not Jesus. No one can be as perfect as Jesus, sorry. I like doing that. But my mum's not Jesus, but we're called to be like Jesus. And at that point, I realized that Jesus picks us up when we feel like the burden is too much. And sometimes if we don't cry out for help, like if I asked my mum and dad, please, can you help me bring this in? They would have. But I thought, I'll make them proud. I'll bring them in all on my own, like they asked. And I will be able to play FIFA for a couple of hours. But because I took on that weight alone, I had to suffer through that. And then the bag split. And the moral of that story is, pretty much, if we carry so much weight of the anxiety, of stress, of shame, of guilt, then we could be overwhelmed by the stress and overwhelmed by the guilt. And so what I want to talk to you guys today is very similar to the story of John chapter 4. But I want to do a quick demonstration, so please can I have two volunteers? I will go Aaron. Aaron's your name, yeah? And then we'll go with... I need someone strong. I'll go Lily May. Yes. I'll go Lily May. All right, so who's strong enough to carry a bag? I've got a really heavy bag over there. Yeah? All right, so guys, if you imagine this bag is life stress. All right, so put that over your shoulder, life stress. And Lily May, oh, you might want to sling it over the other shoulder just to give more comfortability. There you go. And imagine, this is just normal life stress. So walk around for me for a little bit, Lily May. And then all of a sudden, once I get this bag open, how do you open this bag? If I don't know. I am terrible with technology. That is very, there we go.
Hey,
we got it. All right. So imagine that bag is the everyday pressures of life. And what you're doing is you're thinking, I can carry this on my own. And when we go through life alone and we don't live it with God, what happens is we can add to it. So chuck the ball to her. And so you have to carry that ball. And so let's say this is shame. Shame and guilt has now entered Erin's life. And so she's now carrying that. And let's say this is stress. So more stress comes on Erin. And then let's say another ball comes along. And let's say this is worry. Let's say this ball is worry. And let's say this ball is doubt. So Erin's now got all of these. And let's say more comes along. Family troubles. There's some family troubles at home. And now it is hard to cope with everything that she's got. So now what I want you to do, Erin, is I want you to walk around as, like, just quite pace yourself up and down. And what I want you to do is I want you to throw another ball. Just wait there. Now throw another ball. Turn around. There we go. Face silly, mate. Now throw the ball to Erin. Now throw the ball to Erin. And Erin, you need to catch it. You got this. You got this. I believe in you. Now throw the ball to Erin. All right. So Erin, Sally did not catch that. All right, so thank you, girls. If you guys want to take your seats, thank you. Clap them. There we go. They've done really, really well. So that demonstration, I don't know if you got the point, but if we try and take on so much on our own, when we feel like, I can face this guilt on my own, I can face this temptation on my own, I can face this shame on my own, when we have all of that, it can all of a sudden overwhelm us to the point we can no longer take on anything else. And then we can feel ashamed because someone could ask us, like a friend could ask us to move them, to help them move house. And we're like, actually, I can't because I'm carrying too much. And we can become overwhelmed and overpowered by the stuff in our lives. And it's very similar to the woman in John chapter 4. I'm not going to read it because I know we are the generation of technology. So we are going to watch the Bible. Who here has seen the TV show called The Chosen? It's based on the life of Jesus. It's absolutely amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch a clip from The Chosen about the woman at the well and how Jesus helps her get through her struggles mentally and physically. There we go. Honestly, that film clip is absolutely amazing. And it just shows how much God's love reaches people. And just like this woman who in this clip was carrying shame, she had to go to the mountain to get water at 12 o'clock at the hottest time of the day because she was ashamed about her marriages. She was ashamed about what she had done. And she was carrying so much physical weight, but she was also carrying so much mental struggle, spiritual struggle, and that is all something that we can go, that we go through as well. As Christians, life isn't always easy, but God promises to take our burdens and he will give us rest. And what this woman done is when she knew, when she found out that Christ was the Messiah, it lifted her spirits. She became a woman full of pure joy. And that's what God wants you to be. He doesn't want you to be downtrodden. He doesn't want you to be upset. He doesn't want you to take your anxiety. He doesn't want you to hold your burdens on your own. You don't have to feel weak because of it, but God makes you strong. God loves you so, so much. So whatever you carry, whatever you're going through, like this woman who felt ashamed, she felt guilty, she felt like no one loved her, but yet Jesus said, actually, I'm going to reveal myself to you. And she became the first person in the Bible that Jesus revealed himself to. A woman, she thought of herself as the lowest of the lows. She said, oh, I want the Messiah to come back and sort out a mess like me. Sometimes in our lives, we feel like we can be a mess. Sometimes we're carrying so much mental stress because of exams, like we're not smart enough to pass, like we're not good enough to pass, like we are false, we are fake, and we feel like if I fake it till I make it, I might be all right. But God wants to give you so much more than fake it till you make it. He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. He doesn't want you to feel scared. He doesn't want you to feel stressed or downtrodden, but he wants you to feel free. And so when I was thinking of what do I talk to you guys about today, I was thinking, what are you carrying? Because I know right now this is exam season. It can be very stressful. When I was your age and I was going through exams, some days I couldn't get out of bed. I was so scared. I was one that procrastinated because I felt like I wasn't good enough. I was thinking, what if I get a C? What if I don't pass? What if I do this? And I was thinking of so much things and I was holding on to and carrying so much weight on my own where I felt like I couldn't sleep. I was getting 2 hours of sleep a night instead of the normal 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I wasn't right. But what God done to me that time, it was just at the end of sixth form, what God done for me was he just released me. I was worshiping at church and he just released me like that. And I no longer felt the anxiety because what I had done is I had said, Lord God, take me to a place where I don't want to feel stress anymore. And what God done is he gave me peace and he wants to do the same for you. So I want to tell you, if you're struggling with shame, if you're struggling with guilt, if you're struggling with anxiety, with stress, with depression, I don't want you to hold on to that. God doesn't want you to hold on to that, but he wants you to give it to him. And there's a Bible verse in Matthew, I believe, in Matthew, I think it's chapter 10. It says, give me your burdens and I will give you rest. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God wants to take your burdens. He doesn't want you to face life alone, but he wants you to rely on him, rely on his strength and rely on what he can do. Because when we have God's strength, the Bible says, if God is for us, then who can be against us? Sometimes we think everybody and everyone is against us. We feel like sometimes our family can be against us. Sometimes we feel like our friends can be against us. But God is never against us. He loves us and he encourages us. And sometimes he makes us go down paths that might even seem scary, but it builds us and it builds us in faith. And what God wants you to do is he wants you to trust in him so that he can live, or you can live in freedom in him. And so when I was reading the story of John chapter 4, that massively stood out to me, because this woman felt like she was really low. She had to go there at midday because of what she had done. Everyone else, all the other women, would not let her take water on with them, because they would always ostracize her. They would always go against her. They would call her names. And every time a different name was calling, and she was adding it to the weight that was with her. And when God freed her from that, when Jesus said, "I am the Messiah, and I am showing my love to you. You will no longer have to worship in the temple, but you can worship me with your soul." And when Jesus said that to her, it released her from it. And what I want to leave you guys today with, I know it's a short message, but I want you guys to know, if you're going through anything, don't take it on your own. Don't feel like, "I have to do this on my own." I know as men, I know growing up, especially in my dad's era, he told me that his dad was my granddad was a "men don't cry, men show strength," and all of that. But if we are not real with how we feel, sometimes we let our feelings take over, and we let our feelings overwhelm us, and to the point where we're like, "Actually, God, I'm broken." And we don't want to get to that point. And God says, "Let me take your burden." And it, going back to the story of the milk, if I had asked my mum or dad to help me, they would have lightened the load from me. And that's what God wants to do with you. He wants to lighten your load. He doesn't want you to carry all of these things on your own, but he wants to give you rest. He doesn't want to see you tired, exhausted, but he wants to give you rest, because his love for you is great. And sometimes we feel like, "I can't take it to God because I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that I can't do this. I'm ashamed that I'm actually struggling with this. Why me as a Christian am I struggling with depression? Why me as a Christian am I struggling with anxiety?" We all struggle with these things. But I want you to know that there is a God with a love so great, so deep, so vast, so wide, that he will accept you, that he will welcome you with open arms, saying, "Give me your anxiety and I will give you rest," because his love for you is so, so great. You are not bad. The woman in the video, the woman at the well, she called herself a mess. She said, "I want the Messiah to come back, fix this mess, including me." She felt so low about herself. And I want you to know, if you're struggling with that, God loves you. If we go to the next slide, the Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows you by name. The God of the creator of the stars in the earth, in the heavens, and of the trees, he knows you by name. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows the exact details of your life. Like he did with the woman, he knew exact details of her life, and he knows you. A God, sometimes we may think, "I'm alone in this," but the Bible says that God is for us. The Bible says he will not leave us as orphans, but he will come back for us. The Bible also says that he is always for us. "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you." He said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." So as I close, I want to wrap up in prayer. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray as I wrap up, and then we're going to get into discussion groups. So I'm going to pray. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name right now for these young people. I pray, Lord, that you will be with them, Father God. If they're struggling with anything, with anxiety, if they're carrying a weight that feels too strong, too heavy, too hard to handle, I pray in Jesus' name that they will take it to you, that you will give them rest, that you will be with them every step of the way, that they won't feel alone or ashamed or feel like they are a terrible person, because you say they are beautiful. You say that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you know them before they even came out of their mother's womb. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for strength and guidance in these young people, and I pray in Jesus' name that they will know your love. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so if you want to get back into the groups that you were in just before, where you were sat with your leader, and we'll get into this theme.